Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Mission vendors are taking direct action in protest of a 90-day ban on selling kicking off today. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, these vendors follow the rules and say they're being punished because of it.
Well, they're right. I mean, this is one of those, you know, classic San Francisco, California stories. It started about 5 years ago when there was concerns about street vendors, especially in the Los Angeles area. Many of them were new arrival immigrants. Some of them were documented, some undocumented, who were selling things on the streets. And the cops were saying, you can't do that. Well, they felt that that was discriminatory up in Sacramento, and they passed a law that basically said cops can't arrest people for vending on the streets as long as they get a permit. Well, cities set up permitting process, and some people went and got their permits and kept selling. But at the same time, what also happened was that entire explosion in retail theft, between shoplifting and organized theft, and that stuff was being sold at the same places where the legal vendors were working, especially in San Francisco's Mission District. As a matter of fact, it got so crowded, so bad, and so out of hand with the thief element in there that they closed down the BART Plaza. Remember that?
Yep.
In the summer for a couple of weeks. And so now they can't figure out what to do and how to enforce the who's got a permit and who doesn't. That's basically it. So they've just banned it all for 90 days and told the people with permits they got to go indoors to stores and try to work it out there, try to attract people to come in to see them. That, I'm not sure that's going to work. And after 90 days, I'm not sure the problem's going to be changed, because you still don't really have a way right now of enforcing people selling even stolen goods on the streets.
Well, nobody wants stolen goods on the street. But what are the other vendors, the legal vendors, what are they selling?
Well, would they be selling anything from hot dogs to jewelry to crafts? Any number of things, you know, food, anything that is sort of legit, that's theirs. The illegal ones, this is, Margie, this is the killer, one of the killers, so I just find amazing, is it? Okay, let's say I went down there and I laid out 10 steaks from Safeway, still in their cartons, and 10 drills from Home Depot. And I was selling them. Now, you'd say, they're stolen. They must be stolen. They're in the box that says Safeway on them. But unless the cops have, you know, a report of stolen steaks from Safeway or stolen drits from Home Depot, they don't have a case. And so they don't get involved. Instead, it's up to the Department of Public Works workers to enforce it. And that's become a real threat to them. So we don't have a way to enforce the permitting on the street vending or on the selling of illegal goods very well. And so what the state officials say is, we're going to do this ban, and then we're going to try to see if Sacramento will change the law. Well, they're not going to change it in 90 days, so we're just going to see how this works out. But it's turned into a huge issue in the Mission area, which is being overrun by people selling stolen goods and people buying stolen goods. It's turned into what was intended to be a good intention measure. It's turned into a nightmare.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.